I help people with their vision, basically, helping them get their teams together, get their back end together, organize things, and just have a system.
You're outnumbered. You're outnumbered. They're threatened by what makes us unique.
I see it everywhere.
You're outnumbered. You're outnumbered. Now is the time for action.
I see it everywhere.
You're outnumbered. You're outnumbered. We're too busy fighting each other.
I see it everywhere.
You're outnumbered. You're outnumbered.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the greatest show on earth, which is technically the greatest show in the universe because Earth is the greatest planet in the universe. So today I am super, super, super excited. This is probably going to be one of the most hyped podcasts you see because NJ is one of my favorite people. She's top 10 favorite people on the internet. And you guys know I tell everybody they're my favorite people, but she's top 10. This conversation has been a long time coming, and it is going to be off the chart. We're going to talk about photography. We're going to get some business stuff in there. Maybe a little church talk, because she's a good Christian woman.
Lord Jesus.
Yes, call on him, girl. Bring him down to the conversation. This is what I'm talking about. She is a Southern Belle, and she is really, really one of the people. If you're not following, I'll tell you what, shame on you, because she is an inspiration to Black women, to people, to Americans everywhere. NJ, how are you?
I'm good, Ashley. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Cool. What do you mean? Thank you for being here. You are one of my favorite people to follow because you do one thing. You don't accept friend requests.
You had to bring that up, didn't you?
I'm salty. You have to know. I get salty when people don't want to be my friend.
Yeah, well, what can I say? I mean, I'm over 50 and I've decided I just want this drama-free life, right? And social media can be very dramatic. People have issues. And I'm just not about that life right now. So for people that want to keep it, you know, keep it good, then fine, we can connect. But all that other drama, yeah, I'm not ready for it.
I'm just, you know, I need to be more like you in that way because you know what's sad? I'm here for the drama, baby. I am here for it. Like, I will turn on someone's notifications in a minute.
See?
Not even comment. Just read it. I will read all your
I mean, and there's nothing wrong with that, right? There's totally nothing wrong with that, except I ain't got time for it.
I need to not have time for it. I make time for it. I need help.
I'm kind of right. You know what? This is a space that I'm in right now, trying to work on my businesses, right?
Right.
People, even though my shirt currently says I don't people, I do people a little bit, but I don't want anybody to know it. So I wear these shirts, right?
I love them. Yeah.
Yeah. I have these shirts that say I don't people. And that way nobody approaches me because they think I don't people. And that way I can study them and decide if I want to approach them. It's kind of a trick, Jedi mind trick.
So. Oh, that's a nice little trick. If you don't want people to talk to you and you're selectively social, wear a shirt that says, don't people.
In fact, I think that's going to be the next t-shirt, selectively social. I like that.
Do you sell t-shirts or is it just like a thing you do?
I will be.
Okay. I'm going to need a link to that.
I will be, because I actually do like that, seriously, selectively social.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
or warning, do not approach.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
We could do so this cool thing. See, this is why me and NJ need to talk more. I am a master of words, and she's a master of design. So let's jump right into one of your businesses that I love, your photography business. She takes amazing photos, trust me. You're going to want to follow her. How do you get from, little baby NJ in the diapers, being christened, to this successful woman, 50 years old, with, like, multiple businesses? How does that even start?
I will tell you, I don't think it happened like that, right? So, my brother was a military photographer. So, I was a little girl, and he was already in the military doing that. So, I've been around photography and the arts all of my life, my whole life. We grew up with music and guitars and keyboards and stuff. So I don't know not doing art. some people grow up into it, but I don't know not being around it. I came into the world around it. So.
Okay, so you were, so it was like one of those things that it was almost like your destiny?
Probably, but you know, everybody can't do it. Like, right. I'm pretty sure there's some people, if I give them my camera, they'll be like, what am I supposed to do with this?
And so, photography requires a really, because it requires an eye, a special eye for, you know, setting up a picture, framing it and all of that stuff. And I see it was, you know, it was growing up around you, but like, what is one of the things you look for? Let's say you're doing a photo of your, one of your many famous delectable creations of ice cream. Let's say you do it. What do you look for to capture the beauty that is that delicious mint chocolate coconut chip ice cream that you make?
Really, really, Ashley? Light. Light is everything in photography, like everything. And of course, there's other elements, but if it's not lit well, it doesn't look yummy. You gotta light the thing.
Because I don't really like the ice cream, like the flavors that you post, but mm-hmm. I want to eat it.
You do?
I'm a vanilla person. Vanilla and strawberry. I'm not.
Boring.
Yeah, I'm very simple. You know, I like a white t-shirt over all that designs and all that stuff. Simple person. But when you take pictures and you're like, this is homemade. Number one, I'm like, first of all, what? How do you make ice cream at home? Do you have an ice cream machine?
I have two.
What do you mean you have two? Like, okay, so do you have those roller plate things that you see? Or do you have like a real?
They're ice cream machines. I don't know what roller plate things you're talking about. They're machines. You make your mix. You pour the mix in the thingy. And it churns and makes your ice cream for you. What roller plate things?
There's like these videos of ice cream rollers. They're like rolled up ice cream, like sheets of ice cream.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, these are machines somebody invented and then I paid the money.
I went to the Brooks Brother. I went to the Brookstone and I was like, yeah. Cool. Okay, that's awesome. Because, yeah, I'm always amazed by photographers because I can take a picture and think it looks great, you know, because I'll put a black and white filter on it in a minute.
Black and white is good, though.
But you really capture the essence of the ice cream?
Well, yeah, it's supposed to make you want to eat it. If you don't want to eat it, then I haven't done my job. Even if you don't like those flavors, like you said.
Oh, yeah.
And I have not succeeded. If you look at the picture and go, well, that looks nasty. And I'll be perfectly honest. I'm going to catch a lot of flack for this. I totally wish people would quit sharing their nasty looking food pictures.
You know what? You're not going to get it. Because I feel the same way. And you know what's bad is usually it's the homemade like food. And it's nice that you put the effort in. Like, I applaud you for making that beautiful, you know, for making those waffles. But they just don't look, like, appetizing. I know they're homemade.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, girl. Like, you got to do a little more, you know?
Well, it's only, they don't know how to take the picture of it. Now, the food in person may look delicious.
Right.
It may taste delicious. But because the picture doesn't really bring the essence out, it's kind of like our food barf.
So do you have different lighting kits for different scenarios?
No.
No.
I do not, and I do not need that. No one needs that. Light is light.
Right.
I mean, light is light. I can light up a food picture with a household lamp, a ring light, a flashlight, my phone light. It doesn't matter. You just have to know how to use light.
So don't buy into this hype, people. Light is light. And that is the most enlightening thing I've heard today. Because I've always wondered, why are there so many different types of lighting kits? Why do I need three different types? But, like, it's all...
I have a lot of lights. I have a lot of lights. But my point is, once you learn... Light works off of principles.
Okay.
There's a lighting principle. When you learn the principle, then you know how to manipulate any type of light. So I can take a light bulb and make it do whatever I want to do because I understand the principles of light.
Oof, you're like a master. A principle of light, that sounds super smart. Like, like sounds you're some like, part of airbenders.
That's fun. Well, that's what photography actually is. It's light graphing. That's what the word actually means, is graphing light. So once you learn the principles of graphing light, then you know how to graph light, and you can graph any light. So there. Did I lose you, Ashley? I may have lost
her. No, I'm here.
You're there. All right.
My microphone just unplugged itself because it's a genius. Oh. Awesome. So that is really smart, though. Like the master of, I think it did it again.
I think.
No, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here. Sorry.
Okay. You got two little ghosts running around in there unplugging stuff?
It's not a joke. My house is haunted. It is what it is, though. It's like a 1,000-year-old house. I accept it. You got it. You know, you get it. They were here first. You got to just kind of reside with the ghosts.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I like that master of light. I think that's a really cool way to say photographer. It sounds really like you belong in a movie or something. So I'm going to call you the master of light from now on. You have to deal with that.
And then, well, I'll try to remember to answer. I'll forget. I'm like, who is she talking to?
Call me. What would you call me, little girl? And then, so you have this creative side to you, but then you also have this very like organized, task-oriented VA business side to you. So how do you manage the best of both worlds?
How do I manage the best of both worlds? I've never thought about that. And I don't think about that. I just do what I do. It just comes naturally. So I don't have any like super dynamic answer for you. I'm NJ. I organize stuff. I've been organizing stuff since I was young. So it just is, Ashley. I don't know what to tell you.
No, I like that though, because some people have these very formulaic answers about how they became this. And, you know, it's like really strategic and you can tell they rehearsed it in the shower before they started talking to me. And I'm like, okay, that nobody is that much of a super, you know what I mean? Like nobody's that much of a supercomputer. But you're saying, and what you're saying is like, what I'm hearing is I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing.
Well, yeah, I remember, I'll share a little short story with you. When I was growing up in my bedroom, I didn't like the way my clothing area was arranged. And so I was really too small to be doing it. But I decided that day I was going to change my room around and structure it so that it functioned better. So I get in there and I tear my room up and I reassemble it. And my mom comes in and she says, she looks around at everything and see how it's working. And she says, you know, you're really good at this. And then she walks off. And so that's what I reflect back on. I've been doing it for a long time. It's just my nature to look at something and say, you know what, we could make this better. And here's how we can make it better. And it just is. There's no, I don't have a formula, you know, X to the second power times, you know, all of that. It is. This is what I do. So
that's the most honest answer I've ever heard in my entire life. And it's moving to hear someone say, you know, this is what I do. Instead of fighting your natural gifts and your natural abilities and trying to do something else, because I think a lot of us do that. We want, like, for instance, you might want to be a lawyer, but your natural abilities and inclination are pointing you towards, like, welding.
Mm-hmm.
And you're forcing something that is not there, and you're wondering why it's not succeeding, whereas you're saying, this is what I got.
Yeah.
And
I believe in that. I believe in that. Actually, just yesterday in my group, there is a person in there that says, well, I was going to offer these services because this is what I, you know, what I enjoy doing, but I'm going to offer these services. And there's going to come a time, I've already had that conversation once, we are better gifted to do what we're gifted to do, if that makes sense.
Makes total sense.
Everybody has gifts and talents. Like everybody has something that they're great at. Doing that thing that you're great at and passionate about is so much better, like you just said, than struggling trying to do what's in demand because everybody else is doing it or because it's trending or because you want to be the big dog on the block.
Right.
Or, you know, all this kind of stuff. So.
Right. I love it. I love it. So what's the name of your group?
My group is Virtual Service Provider Odyssey. It is an all-women's group, and it's also for people that have online businesses. So it's not a product. It's not for product-based businesses.
Okay, so it's a chick group?
It's a chick group, chick magnet, all that.
It's a chick magnet.
You know what? Let me tell you, because I had guys in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
There used to be guys in the group. I booted them out. And I booted them out because they weren't saying anything.
Yes.
And so if they're not going to talk, I'm like, well, I don't need you.
Okay. Like, what are you just lurking around like a weirdo sniffing?
And so the only time they would talk was when it was an opportunity to pitch. I'm like, yeah, we're not doing that. We're not doing it.
And so then that means you have a Facebook group too. And Facebook groups are work. Like, they are work.
They are work. I absolutely love it. As you know, that's a service that I offer. Do you know I work with one of with the Gorillas in their group? It's a service that I offer and have been offering for the last 7 years. So something I really enjoy doing because people, you know?
People. Yeah, I get it. I get the whole I don't people kind of thing.
Yeah.
Trust me, it's one of my strongest points. And I love when I see you around because you offer practical advice. And you usually, and this is one of my favorite things about you and Mark, usually when you talk, actually I'd say 98% of the time you talk, you're right.
She said you're right.
I love it. I think it is so wonderful to see somebody who can literally become an oracle or like a beacon in a group. And my question is, how do you begin to position yourself in such a large group as, you know, an authority on business?
Oh my goodness.
It's a good question, isn't it?
It is a good question, but I never did that.
What?
I did not. First of all, I just do what I do, and if it positions me, it positions me. Now, I know that's weird, excuse me, because we're right now in this time where there's a lot of talk about positioning, and there's a lot of talk about being strategic to make yourself the expert. I did not do that. If I'm seen in that manner at all, it's organic. It's not a strategy that I developed. I just do what I do. And hey,
do you hear that? This is what I wanted, which oddly enough, I shouldn't have gone into this with an expectation, but this is exactly what I wanted you to say. And it's so perfect. A lot of people have, you know, cheat sheets on how to position yourself and how to become an expert. And the goal really, if you want to be an expert, be an expert.
So, yeah.
Come from a place of experience. And I think that's why you guys are able to do that. Because not for nothing, half of us are under the age of 30. You know, no real life experience other than personal experience. No real business experience. Because I think you need like 15 years in a business to call it experience. And you guys have seen the gamut from, you know, amazing to failure to back to amazing and all of those things. And so you don't have to position yourself.
Yeah. I have the, let me tell you this about the photography business.
Yes.
When I was in corporate, when you have a consistent paycheck and you're not having to search for clients and things like that, right? So I had this time in corporate where I was a business, and then I decided I'm just going to do hobby income. So even the same photography business that I have today, at one point I downgraded it to hobby income, and I still kept, you know, doing photography, but it wasn't for profit. And then I went back up to making it a business again. So I've done a lot of different things with it. I've been doing it at least 15 years. As a business, and it's amazing. It's like you said, you've made a lot of mistakes and you learn from those mistakes. My son is 33 years old, so
whoa.
Yeah, my son is 33. I just have that one, and I'm taking all of my experiences, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and I'm sharing those experiences with him and anyone else that wants to partake of them. So I want to leave here empty. Everything I know, I want to pour it out to somebody else. That's my thing. Other people might not agree. I'm not saying I'm not going to charge for it.
Okay.
Set out there.
You get the invoice too. Just know the invoice and the knowledge going hand in hand. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I want to leave empty because what's the point of taking what we know to the grave, right?
Right. Dump it all out and charge $1 million. And yeah. The reason is because funerals ain't free, people. Okay? And caskets run you at least $3,000. That and then the funeral home charges you. Okay, and then the church charges you, so she needs to be, you know, I'm not against charging. I think that's a thing you should do.
Yeah, that is hilarious. Funeral homes charge you. Well, yeah, they do.
They are expensive too. They know. And they know. And they, see, funeral home, that's, if I was going to be in a business and like a real, real business, I would run a funeral home. If I had, because you know what? You know they have to pay.
You know what? Funeral homes, there was this, I think it was a maybe a Facebook video where the guy used to work in a funeral home and he's telling all of the tricks that they use. Because when you're in that state, people play on your emotions.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, you're already devastated. And so they get to play on your emotions when you could have gotten a $3,000 casket. You get a $10,000 casket.
Go online and buy the casket. I'm serious. You think I'm joking? We went online and got my grandma's casket. It was an eighth of the price.
Mm-hmm. Sam's Club used to have some. Did you know Sam's Club had caskets?
$1,000. Where do you think we got hers from? No, we got hers from like a website, and it was there in 3 days.
Wow, I didn't know that.
That is a pretty good wait. That's Amazon wait time. You know what I mean? Like, that is what I'm talking about. Do not let these people manipulate you.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that because I don't think I won't do it.
Well, yes, and get it. You could get it early and keep it at your house.
Oh, now you're going too far.
Can you imagine walking into someone's house and like their whole family casket? Nope. They're like on sale.
Nope.
So then my favorite part about NJ is she is a good Christian woman. She is saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and fire baptized. And
that's funny.
That too. And she made you, but you maintain a level of, what's the word? What's a word for non, you maintain a level of non-judgment on people. And you really like, how do you get to that level also? Cause you are so enlightened. And I'm stealing all this information.
You're funny. I actually just love people wherever they are. I mean, I have my faults, I have my flaws. And as a Christian, we take so much flack for being judgmental. So I'm going to say this. I am judgmental. Everybody's judgmental. We may not speak it out loud. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
I can't tell what's going through your head. You can't tell what's going through my head. So we're all judgmental in our own ways. How can I put you down? And in the end, you have no heaven or hell for me. I have no one for you. So what's the point?
Mm-mm. No.
You know.
And have you always been this, like, I imagine, you know, there's always a time in people's life where they have, like, a crazy life. But, like, have you always been very rooted and deep-rooted in your faith, too?
No.
Oh. Reform. Just like it.
Well, no, girl, no.
She's saved now.
Yeah, I mean, come on now. Nobody's born that way. People lie and say they are. I mean, I didn't come here Christian. I've done a lot of stuff. I mean, a whole lot of stuff.
I have one uncle who was, oh, I swear he was born thinking he was Jesus. Because he says things like, and my mom said ever since he grew up, he was always like, I don't want to hang out with y'all. Y'all play with God too much. Like, he's always been this little
No, I'm totally not like that. I don't let other people, what's a good word? My faith is my faith, right? Yes. So what other people believe really has nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with me. And so I don't try to impose what I believe on anyone, nor do I allow what they believe to be imposed on me.
If I have not told you another time today. And do you incorporate the concept of your faith into your businesses, or do you keep them entirely separate?
I don't keep them separate. Excuse me, I'm getting a sip of water. If you'll notice, on my profile, I have Christian on there.
Yes, you do.
I do. And the reason I have that on there is if you're going to send me a friend request, I want you to know. And if that bothers you, if you're offended by it, and you're going to be over there on my page acting a fool, send me a friend request. I'm a Christian. I may wake up and say, I love the Lord. I may say something about Jesus. If that's going to tick you off, stay out of my zone. Go home. Get your toys and go home. Don't come over here.
I love it.
you know, so.
This is why we need to be friends, so I can see all your what a good for a part of Jesus posts, girl.
That's funny. Love those.
They are fun. And as a business owner, as a person, as a Christian, what do you find the most, like, because Facebook, it's annoying, and you know that. What is one of the most annoying things about Facebook to you?
I think one of the most annoying things is people that are one-dimensional. Mm-hmm. For example, there's branding where you want to stay on point, but there's also this thing where people get on something and they ride it to death. It could be politics. It could be religion.
Right.
You could be a Christian and still go too far. Every post doesn't have to be about how you love the Lord or how awesome Jesus is.
And stop tagging everybody in them.
Yeah, and he rose on the third day. We get it. He rose on the third day. Is there anything else going on? Because you're still going to be a Christian if you don't make every post about something about the Bible. You know, and so I really don't enjoy that. I don't enjoy those types of relationships. I don't want to hang with those kinds of people because we're living this life.
Yeah.
We're living this life. We don't have to talk about the Bible every 5 minutes.
Yeah. You know? Lord. Girl, yes. You know those people who you talk to and they too saved? Yes, the people. Those are the people.
Yeah, I don't enjoy that. So I steer clear of that on Facebook.
Or they're too anti-saved, or they're too
anti-saved.
You know, those people, you're just too much. Stop doing all of that.
When I was in corporate, there was a girl, and she was one of those people. Every time you saw her, because keep in mind, I'm a Christian too. She was a Christian. And every time you saw her, she got to tell you how good the Lord is and all these testimonies and stuff. I said, you need to stop that. You're going to get fired. I said, I'm a Christian too. I understand how good he is. I don't need you to tell me every time I see you how good he is. You're going to get terminated. And guess what happened? She got terminated.
Yes. Okay. Because every time someone says hi to you, you don't need to say thank you, Jesus, the Lord.
Yeah. It was over the top. And that applies to anything in life on a serious level. It applies to anything in life. Yes, I'm a Christian. I'm not going to beat you down with the Bible. And every time you see me, we got to have a Jesus discussion. We don't need to do that. We can talk about SEO. We can have a conversation about whatever, ice cream. It doesn't matter. So
you do SEO. You do SEO. You do.
I need somebody to talk to me about SEO. Do you do SEO?
God, no. I don't. I tried to do SEO and it is just, it doesn't make sense to me. It's like chemistry. There's things that just don't compute in my brain, and I can watch a video, I can read a book, and just like this doesn't connect right. I do have someone though who I know, so I can send that to you.
Okay.
But we have not talked about your VA services and what really, really they do. So let's jump right into that. What is the name of it? What do you do?
Okay.
With people? Tell me all about it.
Sure. The first thing is I am not a VA. That's something that I think I'm working on changing because some people may think I'm not a VA. I do, however, train VAs and assist other virtual service providers. So I have a VA group. That's what Virtual Service Provider Odyssey is.
Okay.
It's a group with VAs in it. And so I'm helping them with resources and learning, you know, things like that. What I do, you could call me an online business manager or a virtual strategist. I mainly do a lot of coaching with people to help them work through roadblocks and kinks that they're having in their businesses, work with their teams. If they don't have a team, prepare them to get a team together. You know, they may not have a team. Maybe they're thinking about bringing on a VA and they don't know, how do I get ready for this VA? That's a huge thing. People are like, I want to get a VA, but my back end is so disorganized, I don't even know how to bring on a VA. So I come in, I can get your back end organized, and then also help you find a VA that's a right fit for your business and what you want to do. So those are some of the things that I do. Help you with your team, help organize your resources, and then also your day-to-day operations.
Oh, wow. You are the person who runs their business. So if you're a CEO, I would hit her up. And then, I don't know if you see it a lot, but I think a lot of us, especially younger people like me, we lack, it's not that we lack knowledge. We kind of lack direction.
Mm-hmm.
So we think I'm going to start a business. Boom. That's it. And we don't necessarily have the skills for execution. And it sounds to me like you really, really grab us by our necks and shake us. And you're like, listen, this is what you need to do. Here's how you do it. I'm going to help you do it. Am I in the ballpark there?
Yes. And I will say this because I believe that there are levels to everything. And so I'm that person that if you are starting the business, I help you at that level. In anything that we do in life, anything, you can take people to a certain level. So I'm one of those kind of people that's going to say, hey, I've taken you as far as I can. Okay. You would need to go and find a coach or mentor or whatever it is, a mastermind that you're going to go to next, because I'm very aware that I can take people to a certain level. I don't know everything. No one knows everything, you know? And so when we get to that point, then it's for you to go up higher. Now, I've been mentoring people in general. It's been in the nonprofit sector, but principals are principals. So right. I've been mentoring since 2003. So I've worked with a lot of people in a lot of different capacities. So there are things that I've learned about peopling and mentoring and coaching people that I use for business, even though that was nonprofit. It all works the same. So I give you what I can give you. And then I say, hey, we're done here. You need to.
You've graduated.
Yeah, you've graduated. It's time for you to graduate and move on to that next level so you can go higher and higher.
That's amazing. That is honest. I've never heard anyone who said I can take people only so far. And I applaud you for that, because so many people, it seems like they hold on to their clients. Their clients get stagnant, then their clients get unhappy. And rather than just saying, I've taken you as far as I can, this is your next step. I think that is just that is wise. Like, that's so wise. Jesus, that's freaking wise.
Well, it breeds a toxic environment if you hold on to people beyond what you can do for them. And most people do that for money.
Yeah.
Which is, it's going to make it toxic. It's counterintuitive, because if you're doing it for money, and you get this situation poisonous, and the person leaves angry, and now they're bashing your business, and you got all that, that hurts your money. Yeah. So it's better just to transition them in a healthy way, and let things be good. So
that is, you just blew my mind. I'm speechless. You stumped me.
Ashley.
I'm not kidding. Like, every so often I have an interview, and someone says something, and I'm just like, oh, that's the smartest thing I've heard my entire life, and you just did that for me. So thank you. Now I am that much wiser, so suck it, people. I'm super smart now. And then I see that you do, content creation, which I think is awesome. You do lead magnets and freebie creation and custom website images. What the heck? What don't you do?
Well, that's all photography, because here's one of my pet peeves. You asked, the free image websites, right? Yeah. You can go on there and get, people go on there and get free pictures from, what is it, Plexels and whatever.
Yep.
I don't know. You go on there, well, 10,000 people have the same picture. I can spot them. So I'm scrolling and I see one of them. Oh, they got that from Plexels. They got that from the free site. Well, if you're a person that wants to up your game, then you can contract me and we'll work on some custom images that are yours so that you can stand out from the crowd. You don't have to go to the free websites and have the same image everybody else has, because I can spot them and everybody else can spot them too.
Yeah, because they're using them.
Because they're using them. Exactly.
They're using it. And I like that, though. I know that a lot of people offer as many services as you do. How do you even begin to separate? Like, let's say someone wants to hire you for operational strategy versus, how do you even separate? How do you keep up with who's hiring you for what?
I actually only have two legs to my business. It's the operational strategy. All of that is the same as you know, being an OBM or a virtual strategist, and then photography. So, of course, under photography, I photograph a lot of different things, like stock images.
Oh, yes, yeah, it does go hand. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I do stock images. I do branding images. So, yeah. Yeah. It's not really different. It's not really different services. It's just the little different things I do under those services. Because I do small weddings. I do small weddings that are 4 hours or less. I take so many commissions a year. I do branding sessions for business owners. So it looks like it's a lot of different things, but it all falls under, hey, I've got my camera and I'm going to do magic for you. So,
basically. that's another part of knowing your skill and knowing your craft so well that you can say, hey, I've got my camera and this one camera can produce all of these outcomes for you. Because I never thought of it like that. I'm like, wow, she does all this stuff. And then you say, well, it's just, you know, actually it's me and my camera. And I'm like, well, then the magic's gone.
I mean, really, it's a camera. So you can do that. I create stock images. I'm on Getty and some other sites.
I see.
So I can stock. I can do your branding sessions for you. Because again, it's all about principles. I know how to light. You can take me anywhere and I will be able to light it.
Is amazing. I'm on your Getty images right now. And I would like to just briefly touch on the food that you take pictures
of. That's funny.
just briefly, I need to do that. Because do you make all of this food?
Pretty much almost all of it. I'm going to say 98% of it I cooked, yeah.
Okay, so there's a cupcake here.
The cupcake was from our 10th anniversary vow renewal. I hired a chef in.
Okay.
And that's one of the cupcakes that was on my cupcake tree.
Because that cupcake looked really good.
So I didn't bake it. I bought it from the chef.
The cookies?
The cookies I baked.
Are those snickerdoodles?
I made those snickerdoodles, yes.
Can you ship me some snickerdoodles?
So.
No? Is that a no? I'm feeling a no
here. Yeah, that would be a no.
Oh, man, I was so close.
In fact, it's probably a hell no.
Why? These look so good. I'm definitely going to make sure I put this link up on your underneath your – because, I mean, your pictures are spectacular. Even the picture of the roof is just, you know, it's breathtaking, and it is – You are a enlightening, and you are a vision of gold in a never ending sea of mediocrity when it comes to photography. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, thank you.
Amazing. Thank you. Also, is that sangria I see? Can you mail me some dash sangria?
It is sangria. It is also non-alcoholic.
Oh no, I don't want none dash sangria. That's fruit punch.
Yeah. So. Well, you saw it, you know, I was like, oh, I'm going to do this. So I made that, and then I totally staged that out so I could create that image, shot a series of images and did that. Yeah. So I have a lot of fun creating those. So,
I have a lot of fun looking at them because I've looked at probably the same 8 pictures, and there's far more than 8, but I've looked at them over and over, and I don't know what it is. You are an artist, and I just, what do you have to say to kids who know they're meant to be an artist? Because it's hard. Trust me, as a tortured artist myself, it is hard. So what would you say to people who know they're meant to be in an artistic space and just feel like they can't do it?
Well, do it. I know that sounds simple, but I think it doesn't matter if it's business, art, or whatever. You do it at the level that you're at. For example, I have some sketch pads here. I can't draw a lick.
Me either. Okay?
I can't draw a lick, but I bought these sketch pads and I bought the pencils, the lead and all of that. And I go on YouTube and I practice.
Okay.
So, yeah. And so I would say the same thing to a child or even an adult that has a desire to do something that they think that talent is there and needs to be developed, because you're not going to grow. My 5-year-old niece told me on Saturday, because she has this Lego thing that she does. And when she envisions something with a Lego, she manifests it. She just thinks of it and she manifests it. And then she said, the more I do, the better I'm going to become. She's five.
Five?
She's five. And wow. So, yeah, she gets it that, hey, I'm going to keep doing this because I'm getting better and I'm getting better and I'm getting better. So it's the same, whether it's business, whether it's art, whether it's baking cookies, whether it's making sangria, locking your dreads, whatever. Keep doing it.
Keep doing it.
Keep applying. Keep applying yourself to it. So I don't really go with the practice makes perfect cliche. And the reason is nothing's ever perfect. And I think that drives people to say I'm not good enough, because right. Then they start comparing themselves to other people. Oh, look at theirs and look at mine. Well, yours shouldn't look like theirs. They've been doing it 20 years. How do you expect yours to look like theirs?
Right.
So just do what you do.
Some people are better than you at it because they've been doing it longer.
Not only that, but people are going to be better than you.
Yeah.
That's just life. There's always, here's my saying, because I got a ton of sayings. I do. In life, someone is always going to be better than you, and someone is always going to be worse than you. You actually live life in the middle. Mm. You're not going to always be the best, nor are you always going to be the worst. So that's just how it works.
Yeah, sometimes you're LeBron, okay? And then sometimes you're, I don't know any bad basketball players because I only know the famous ones. You know, but I like the idea that you're always living in the middle. And you're right. When I think about the concept of practice makes perfection or practice makes perfect, it does kind of make you feel like shit. Because you're like, I'm never perfect. So it's like, what's the point of practicing? And yeah, maybe I should just stop, you know, and not just me, but everybody. Maybe we should stop trying to strive for that perfection and start just trying to strive to do it.
Just do it. And the level of, you know, whatever level of expertise you're going to achieve, you will achieve it. You'll get there. And so if you continue to compare yourself, well, it's not perfect. Well, what is? Even the things that we today say, oh, this person is perfect, blah, blah, blah. My husband loves Muhammad Ali. And I can't remember all the history details because I don't do boxing. But he just, you know, he's a Muhammad Ali fan. And I told him, honey, everybody gets beat. Muhammad got to get his butt kicked or got his butt kicked like everybody else at some point. Because you cannot be on the top forever. That's not how the cycle of life works.
No, it's not. It's not.
You know.
And yeah. Then I'd say there'd be someone coming after you because you laid that groundwork down, who's going to supersede you also, right?
Right, right, exactly. So I think if we stop focusing so much on being perfect, you know, then we can actually get some stuff done. It's really a distraction to focus on, well, it's got to be perfect. I got to be perfect. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Okay, I'm tired. I'm tired of trying to be perfect. So let's talk about NJ sayings. You said you have many sayings. I need three good ones.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, what are your three favorite ones that you find yourself saying all the time? And you just never get sick of them. They tickle you pink.
That's funny because now I went blank. You put me on the spot and now I lost it.
Let's say someone's, okay, so let's do a scenario. I'll come to you. Say, NJ, you know what? I feel like someone's cheating on me. What do you say?
Oh, you don't want to know about that. Girl, that's a whole other topic. Give me something different because, no, you don't want that, honey.
I kind of do. All right, so let's say I come to you and I say, I'm your daughter. I say, you know, Mom, I'm really having a hard time deciding what I want to be when I grow up.
Okay, I can help you with that. So, yeah, that other one, no, baby.
That's not the saved MJ we all know. That's the one I need to meet. That's what I'm going to hang out with.
That's funny. But I would tell them to start with the things that they like doing, you know, basically. I tell everybody that. Start with the things that they like doing. Find what those things are and develop them. And I have this thing that I teach in the mentoring program. Every 3 months, do something different that you've never done before. It doesn't have to be something expensive. you know, that you pay a lot of money for. It could be something as simple as going to a free museum or whatever, but it needs to be something you've never done before. And you do that every 3 months until you find the thing that ignites your fire, the thing that you're passionate about or that you're really enjoying. So you have to continue to explore in life. You can't just be sitting around watching, what's some of those TV shows? Because I don't watch them. I don't know. You just can't be sitting around on the couch eating hot flaming Cheetos.
Are you calling me out?
And you know, and watching, I don't know, whatever the shows are. Because I don't watch TV, Ashley, so I don't know.
No, I love TV. I don't know why you won't watch TV. TV is my favorite thing ever.
Because, let me tell you why I don't watch TV, and this is serious. When I was growing up, my family watched TV, and I used to walk through the house, they'd be watching TV, and I'm like, are y'all serious? Y'all really watching this stuff? I was a little kid. I was like, you know this stuff is not real, right? So, you know this is not real, right? And I was like, you need to be reading books.
You need to get that library.
And so I grew up that way. People think, oh, let me say this. They think I'm weird because I don't watch TV and I don't use profanity in the natural assumption. The natural assumption is that I don't use profanity because I'm a Christian. That's not what happened. Here's what happened. When I was growing up, my friends cursed. They used profanity, right? Mm-hmm. So everybody around me used it. So I decided I wasn't going to use it. I said, you know what? Everybody around me is using it. So I'm going to go in the opposite direction. I'm not going to use it. That's just how I roll. So I grew up doing that for myself because I grew up in a community that was, I'm from Mississippi.
Girl, bye.
Yeah, I'm serious. I'm from Mississippi. And so because everybody around me was cursing or using profanity, I was like, well, I'm going to do the opposite of what they do. They watch TV. I read books. They use profanity. I didn't. So whatever they did, I didn't do.
Now, was part of that because you did it? Was it because you didn't like your surroundings and you figured the way to get out of here is to not do what everyone's doing? Or you just weren't trying to follow a crowd?
I'm not a crowd follower.
Not a people
player. And I'm also not one that believes, you know, people say you're the product of your environment. I'm like, no, my environment doesn't tell me what to do. I tell it what to do.
Oh, okay. So you have been this feisty, I'd say you'd be you've been like this feisty mama bear from birth. And it really doesn't make sense that you've been like this, you know, your whole life. And I like I said, I think it's a comfort. It's comforting when I see your name pop up on my notifications. It is, you know, it's this thing. And you provide that, whether you know it or not, you provide us with the sense of security. And I don't even think it's probably intentional, but you make us feel a little less crazy.
We're all crazy. I'm over here rocking right now.
I'm kind of crazy. Certifiably, I would say, legally. But you do. You bring such a great energy, and it's just a, I may not love you, mm-hmm. but I can tolerate you. Mm-hmm. And if you step out of line, I'm going to let you know. You know, it's that kind of thing. Like, don't mistake my kindness for taking your bullshit. Like, and I really enjoyed that about you. That's probably why you're one of my top 10. And NJ, this has been an absolute pleasure. You are, like I said, you are a breath of fresh air in a sea of mediocrity, and you really have inspired a lot of people, whether you know it or not. And to be able to talk to you for these last 45 minutes has been one of the greatest days of my short life.
Oh, man.
Don't cry, because then I'm going to just take you off the top 10 and put you at 15.
Oh, okay, okay.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Vulnerability is key, right?
Yeah. I definitely appreciate the interview. I really do. Thank you for this opportunity.
Of course. And you guys, of course. NJ, please let everybody know where they can find you.
I am online at njstevenson.com. That's Stevenson with a V. And then also for photography at ebbystouch.com. And I'll spell that because that weirds some people out. It's EBBYSTOUCH, ebbystouch.com. So that's where you can find me.
Okay, guys, you hear that? That's where you can find MJ. And this is no joke. You need to go find MJ. NJ, not MJ. She's close to Michael Jackson, though. She's pretty awesome. But you need to go find her. And if you're not going to find her, then you're going to be lost for a long time.
That's funny.
She's spectacular. Guys, of course, you can always find me on Facebook. The Facebook page is Who's This? ? Or if you want to be my friend, you can send me a friend request. I'm like, NJ, you know, mm-hmm. I accept them. She don't. But follow her. Anyway, you can still follow.
Right.
If you want to see a little bit into her real group management skills because you're growing a Facebook group, I recommend joining Getting Clients Without Being Salesy because she's very active as an admin. And you can really see how well she takes care of that group as the chief admin moderator, supreme coven leader. Yeah. And of course you can find me on Instagram at @whosthis_network and @whosthis_live. And if you really, really, really want to email me because you feel like the show was terrible and you never want to hear to MJ again, please do me a favor and don't, because I don't care. You can always find me on Google Play. You can find me on iTunes sometimes, and you can find me on Pippa and Stitcher and soon to be Spotify. All right, guys. Ooh. That has been it. This is Who's This with NJ, and it was fantastic. You guys stay classy. I'll stay trashy, and together we'll take over the world.
Bye.
Bye. You're outnumbered.